This is CBS News Bay Area with Juliette Goodrich.
Good evening. We do begin with breaking news, heartbreaking news. A San Francisco leader who was known for his compassion and dedication to the city's underserved community has died. Reverend Cecil Williams was the co-founder of Glide Memorial Church. The organization says he died peacefully, surrounded by his family and friends in his San Francisco home today. He was 94 years old. Ann Makovic in studio now with more on the life of Reverend Williams and also reaction to his passing.
Yeah, he was known as the heart and soul of San Francisco. Yeah. Glide called him the Minister of Liberation. He was an author, social activist, and true community leader. He often used the terms radical inclusivity and unconditional love. He was a champion for the poor and marginalized, particularly in San Francisco's Tenderloin. That's where Glide is located. Glide offers wraparound services for the homeless and feeds anybody who's hungry hot meals every day of the year. Thanksgiving is always a big celebration there, and Reverend Williams was always a staple. Here he was in 2016.
We call it a beloved community that engages in unconditional love and unconditional acceptance. When you got those two things going for you, you're really doing something.
He's right. We had to dig into our archives for this one. Reverend Williams had his own show called Vibrations right here on KPIX back in the 80s.
Because you're going to love this. In fact, I bet you're going to make another request for this show. You watch. You watch. Here we go.
This episode focused on how to tell the story of the Black experience. We also found an old interview from 1971 with former KPIX anchor Belva Davis, where he talked about Glide.
People tell me this is the first time that we've come to church and felt good. Most churches people go to feel guilty. I don't know why churches want to make people feel guilty. We work out our problems together.
Well, tributes to Reverend Williams are pouring in. San Francisco Mayor London Breed writing in part, as a young girl, I would never have dreamed I'd grow up to work with him. We all benefited from his guidance, his support, and his moral compass. We would not be who we are as a city and a people without the legendary Cecil Williams. And we just heard from a Glide employee.
Yeah, he was awesome. So very sad today, but like I said, you know, he lives. He's gonna continue to live with this Glide name and his vision. So we're gonna make that happen.
Many of Glide's employees were once the organization's clients. Williams always believed in hope and that everyone deserves another chance at a better life. We just spoke with the chief operations officer who knew Cecil for almost two decades.
He gave us all opportunities to be a part of an amazing movement, to be, you know, loved and cared for, but also like he held our feet to the fire, you know, on many social justice issues and really, you know, taught us to stand up and fight for the people that we served.
Williams' wife and co-founder Janice Mercatani died in 2021. They married back in 1982. Together, they were one of the power couples, one of the biggest in Bay Area history. Now, he had taken more of a back role at Glide, a backseat role at Glide in recent years as he grew older, but his influence was always present and his legacy will never be forgotten.
Yeah, we celebrated his 90th birthday. We had a wonderful story on that and just how many people were talking, paying tribute then. And we'll hear so many more now.
Yes, we certainly will. It was interesting. The COO I spoke with said it wasn't expected that he was going to pass on this day. So it was a little bit more of a, you know, heartbreaker for a lot of them to hear this news. But of course, again, he was 94 and a half.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Anne. And billionaire Warren Buffett, pictured here with the Reverend Williams, has been a big supporter of Glide for over 20 years. Buffett auctioned off an annual private lunch and raised more than $53 million for Glide over the years. Just this year, Buffett announced that Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff is taking over the luncheon. Bidding starts May 5th. And here is Cecil Williams with some other big names over the years. President Bill Clinton and his daughter Chelsea visited Glide Memorial Church back in 2000. And the Reverend Williams also marched alongside Willie Brown and the late Senator Dianne Feinstein. Then later with Kamala Harris and then Mayor Gavin Newsom. Governor Newsom paying tribute to Williams, saying Reverend Williams truly embodied the California values of unity, generosity, and acceptance. All of us can take inspiration from his legacy and renew our commitment to one another. For more on Cecil Williams' life and our interviews from our archives, just head to our website at kpix.com. Now to Washington, D.C., where the Supreme Court heard arguments today in a historic case on the rights of the unhoused. It all stems from an anti-camping ban in Grand Pass, Oregon. The city was fining homeless people for sleeping in public, and the lower court ruled those fines violated the Eighth Amendment prohibiting cruel and unusual punishment. So the outcome could determine whether cities have the right to conduct homeless sweeps, something that San Francisco has been banned from doing since 2022. Homeless advocates held a rally at City Hall today. They tell our Kelsey Thor that the unhoused are being unfairly targeted.
Well, so many people involved in this protest had personal connections to homelessness or housing issues. We actually spoke with one man who we first met a few weeks ago who has dealt with homelessness here in the Bay Area. Here, we asked him how this Supreme Court case could impact him personally.
Justice!
Lamonte Ford is just one of many people at this protest worried the Supreme Court's hearing of a case involving how cities and states are allowed to sweep homeless encampments could have a real-life impact on him.
I can see it becoming more violent. I can see losing more people. I can see losing more family members. I can see the destruction of homeless people, period. I mean, what's going to be next? I can't exist because I'm ugly.
We first met Lamonte a few weeks ago at an event marking 1 year since Oakland's Wood Street encampment was shut down by the city. Lamonte lived in that encampment and says since it's been closed, his life has only gotten harder.
I'm staying inside of a camper now. I was until it's got infested because I can't move it. It broke down. I don't have any money. So I've been sleeping on the corner wherever I can with a blanket over my head, hoping no one sees me.
This is a huge building. It can house people at night.
Lamonte told me he's had friends from Wood Street die in the last year since they were forced out. He says he knows cities offer some housing options to the homeless, but says he doesn't feel safe in any of those.
They breed bullying, they breed drug trafficking, they breed sexual abuse, and I'd rather not be a part of that. If you're going to offer me something, at least let it be safe.
That's why Lamonte says he will remain on the street. He says all he wants is a safe space to live and sleep.
I have a right to exist.
And he worries this Supreme Court case could have a significant impact on whether or not that will be possible.
I'm optimistic. I think not hopeful as much. Just because of the way that things are going, right? I mean, people are misconceived into thinking that blight is us. We want to live in these environments like this. It's not the case. We want to be in clean, safe environments, but the city, state, and federal governments aren't helping us.
Now, we, of course, expect to get a ruling from the Supreme Court on this case in June. Until then, advocates like Lamonte say they will keep on speaking up, making their voices heard.
Now, San Francisco is limited to how they can enforce encampment cleanups because of previous lower court rulings. In the meantime, the city has been trying to figure out how to address the homelessness crisis on the streets. Officials say they only cite or arrest unhoused people when they refuse offers of shelter and only clear encampments if they're a public health issue. In the Tenderloin, sweeps happen several times a week near Leavenworth Avenue. One business owner says he supports the city's effort to keep sidewalks clear.
If it's blocking the way of people through the, you know, walking through the sidewalk trying to get to here and blocking them, that's something it can be considered. Some people would be afraid coming to businesses like this when they see a lot of people gathering or in, on the street.
The business owner says he's also noticed a difference of the sidewalks in the last couple of months from the sweeps. So the Supreme Court's ruling on the homeless case is expected by the end of May. Now to Alameda County, where DA Pamela Price says Black and Jewish people may have been intentionally left off of juries in death penalty cases. And now all those cases are under review. She says they found proof of the misconduct while reviewing a case from 1995. Her office released these notes that show prosecutors making notes about jurors' races. Price says a federal judge has ordered them to look into 35 cases from the past three decades.
The evidence that we have uncovered suggests plainly that many people did not receive a fair trial in Alameda County. And as a result, we have to review all of the files to determine what happened.
So she didn't name the past prosecutors she's accusing of misconduct, but she says there are at least two. No word on how long the reviews will take.